of wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What up, what up, big wigs? Welcome back to another episode.
Look at you. She's still singing. She is coming off her Bahamas trip, and she is...
I mean, I didn't think I was going to make it back, right? I mean, I just called you my friend Rach. Rach, I've been saying Rach all weekend.
I'm Anna. Welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm Anna Roisman specifically. This is Andrea Lopez.
Hey, guys.
Fresh off the boat in Nassau.
I'm sorry. Yes. If I'm off a little bit today, it is because I only have two brain cells left. Listen.
Can I just say,
I got
you guys,
ready.
We just have to tell, if you're listening to this podcast, go fucking turn it on YouTube, because Andrea right now is still in the Bahamas and I look like the grandmother who just like roasted a chicken and said, come to my house. I've got my cardigan on, you know.
I'm you like, are soup queen. We expect nothing less.
I am a soup queen. And you know what? The soups are stressing me out, Dre.
The soups?
Yeah. The soups are stressing me out.
Why? Because you have so much content that you haven't edited your soup videos?
Yeah, because here's the thing. You know, I had 15 videos up. IG took them down because they were IGTV. They were too long to be a reel or a video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They weren't too long to be a video now. But you know how, like, there was a period of a couple of years there. I want to say, like, 2022-ish when, like, things shifted. The timing of videos shifted. So they went through a whole, they're all gone. I have the videos. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but
mm-hmm.
they're so like pandemic-y that I was like, no,
totally.
You can reshoot them. So I've been like shooting every time I make soups. I've been shooting and not editing them. And then I'm just like sitting on it. And then of course, when I story, like I made a soup.
Right.
People are asking recipe. And I'm like, I want to give it to the people. I go, oh, hold on. If you can't wait. Go to my YouTube because they're all there.
People need the soup.
The people need the soup recipe. You know,
but it is good. You do
a gatekeep. I fucking like love it.
No, never gatekeep the soup. You're not a soup.
Sorry,
gatekeeper.
I'm choking on my own stress.
But also, some of the soups you have made in the past, so you do have a vlog, kind of, or like a whole. What is? I'm not looking. The word is not vlog.
I have a video,
but like
that includes
a video,
the recipe
library. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So like, yeah, because you know, I don't make a new soup every time. I got the hints.
Yeah, of course. And also, it's nearing the end of soup season. It's
there is no soup season, Dre.
I'm not slurping down a soup in August.
I mean,
maybe a gazpacho.
Okay. Well, I beg to differ. I will, you know, make it year round. I think it's a year round food.
Of course. And
for people with no teeth, it's a year round food.
People with no... You know what? We don't want to discriminate. Sometimes soup season is year round.
It's year round.
Okay. All right.
Now, or for people with, you know, like me with the body of a 97-year-old woman, you know?
Listen, I'm still loving the look. I think it's very cool. I think it's chic.
Thank you.
I was just trying to show off the amount of tan that I got because I felt like a little naked mole rat with zero tan on me for the past like 5 months. So to feel the sun on my skin... I mean, it's going to go away in 2 days, so I'm showing my skin.
No, it won't. It'll last. You can hold a tan.
It won't.
She can hold a tan.
I'm scared. But also, it's St. Patty's Day, and I wanted to...
Happy St. Patty's Day, even though this is coming out after the fact, but happy belated.
Right. We're celebrating all week. I mean, we're not Irish, but we're celebrating.
Kiss me, I'm Irish this week. Why didn't they make that shirt? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm Irish this week. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, kiss me, I'm Irish today. With a wink face, you know, like I would have bought that in college.
I'll be Irish today.
Yeah.
If anybody's type is Irish. Wait, what's an Irish soup?
Oh, what's an Irish soup? Good question. Maybe like a loaded potato, like
a
baked potato soup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would make that for St. Patrick's Day. You know, you got the bacon, you got like a little truffle, you got a little chives, you know, whatever you'd put on a baked potato.
Yeah.
Cheddar, you know, you load it up in the soup.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
I would
that
absolutely
does.
Be.
Should I make that tonight?
Yeah. Speaking of not being soup season, but it is.
Wait, we have to say one thing. She says she has two brain cells left. A mountain has happened. I've crossed a mountain since last week's episode.
You have. I think we've grown several limbs. Like
beyond.
Because
you were saying, she walked in all tan and gorgeous. And I walked in, I have had COVID this past week.
And you just got over the flu.
Literally, like that should be illegal for like humans. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like as a species, they should not let you have the flu and COVID in the same month. And I wasn't very vocal about this online because I was in a lot of places.
You better be careful.
I'm okay now. I'm clear now. I've had no fever for four days.
She said she's recovered now, and she also had COVID after the fact. She's like, but I'm fine now.
I am. I do always, when I have COVID, I always have like a cough for a month. Like, yeah. It's just like my lungs. And I tried running today. That's how you know I'm better. I went on a treadmill.
That's how you know. I was really impressed by that.
Was I good? Well, you know, no. I did 15 minutes on the treadmill.
That's something, girl. That's at least over a mile and a half.
Thank you. It was. I did like 1.8.
That's great.
I tried.
You got the heart rate moving?
I tried, yeah, because I was like, it's time to like
dust off the cobwebs.
Build back. Yeah, I just felt so like
lethargic.
Like I was in bed like all weekend. I'm seeing Dre. She's on a boat. She's having surf and turf. She's fucking doing cocktails. Oh my God. Literally watching it like from my sweaty ass sheets, like laying there being like,
this was a next level bachelorette party, so I can't even. Yeah.
I know. Tell us about that, because my COVID, no one gives a fuck about being sick. They're like, wow, Anna, no wonder you're wearing a hat to hide your face.
But I am so happy that you're better. Couldn't imagine it. You know what? You're not going to be sick. We're just going to put it out there, maybe for like 3 years.
Knock on wood. No fucking way. Knock on wood.
Yeah. You're not going to be sick. That's crazy. You just did double duty there.
Double.
Mm. Anyway. But you're good now. Did you? You survived like work and stuff. You didn't have work over the weekend.
You know, I did, but I put it off. You know what I mean? Like,
give yourself.
Did I do my voiceover auditions last night at 7:30 p.m. when I was like, I think I have a voice again?
Yeah,
I did. You know, I worked around it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
I made it work. I did have to do one like commercial audition, which I had to be really goofy. I have no idea how I acted, honestly. Like, I was like,
yeah,
well, you know what? You're catching me in rare form.
Sometimes those are the ones you book because you don't care.
Maybe.
You know, like one take and you say, that's it.
Yeah.
And they can sense the confidence. You're like, whatever, one take and I got it.
Do you remember last week, though, when I was like, I have no voice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was.
Then?
I was getting sick. You know what I mean? Like, physically, I was okay. I was like, it's weird. I have no voice. I must have blown it out doing all these shows this weekend.
That's what you told me, and I believed you.
Yeah, I did all those shows that weekend, and I must have just picked it up somewhere along the way.
I need it. But you're good now.
I'm good. Tell me about the Bahamas.
The last time I was in the Bahamas was for a cruise when I was little with my parents and my brother. So
very different experience.
Be different. Rachel is one of my best friends from college. Then we lived together and we did radio together in upstate New York. So she was my first roommate out of college, my first coworker.
I love that you moved to upstate New York right out of college.
Correct. Because what are you doing? But you know what? When you work in small radio or newscasting, that's the trajectory. You move to a really small town to get your bearings.
No, it's a cool experience.
No one gives a flippity fuck what you're saying on live air because it's such a small town.
That's fun.
And they love it. You know, that's where you get your experience. She stayed in radio. So she works for Q102. She's Rachel on the radio in Philly.
Q102 is my station growing up.
Hell yeah.
Rach is younger than when I went to high school, probably. So I doubt she was my girl I listened to. But yeah. Q102, B101, Q102.
Those are the stations.
Y100? It wasn't Z100, but it was the same. It was Y100.
I was going to say, I know Z100.
102.9 MGK. That's the oldies. Jerry, you know I listen to only like old school shit.
You love a yacht rock playlist.
You know, not yacht rock, but I love like a classic rock, like 70s classic rock.
And you know what? Then that's classic. That's, you can't recreate that.
Yeah.
That's a whole era that we can never, you know?
I only listen to ABBA is what she's trying to say.
Correct. And Cher. When Anna goes, you're in charge of the aux, I go, okay, so Cher. Oh, and sometimes some old Britney or Nelly Furtado.
Oh, yeah. I rock with the 90s.
Yeah. Yes.
I rock the 90s.
Rock the 90s. So this bachelorette, I knew I was going to get rowdy, but I was trying to control myself for like at least the first 2 days. So we were there from basically Friday to Sunday. We all left on Sunday. And we were staying at the most amazing Airbnb. This guy moved out there. He's an architect and built this house and lives on the property, but has this stunning multi-bedroom house with a chef's kitchen and like a pool in the back. It's stunning.
My brain is picturing like first season Real Housewives of New York when they went to like,
oh my gosh,
the Caribbean.
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of those type of just stunning houses. So
how many girls went?
11 of us in total.
Oh my God.
It was a lot.
I don't even have 11 friends, Dre.
But I will say she it's crazy.
I've never been on one of these. Isn't that so funny? Like how different.
Well, you went to a fully different college experience. You
I
know?
Did. But still, like I never went to a bachelorette.
I went
to a party once in New York, but like just a night.
I also think bachelorette parties are in their height right now.
Yeah.
My mom, it's hard to explain to her that we're going for a 4-day trip and we're spending thousands of dollars to like have our last hurrah. Then we're going to do this 5 times a year because all our friends are getting, you know,
it's so like fucking dance on a boat right. and drink till morning.
Right. I don't know who really established this concept, but yeah. But we all follow suit. And so we're there.
Listen, it looked like a blast.
Oh, my God. We did a boat day. We did a big cabana at a day club type of thing. That was really fun. Her parents came. And wanted to be a part of the celebration. She has amazing parents. Shout out TT and Russ. I will say the one funny thing we did go was, have you heard of Grey Cliff? Grey Cliff is this old restaurant that was a restored, almost like where pirates came. It's one of the oldest restaurants. I think it opened in like 1700s.
I thought you were going to say Pig Island. I was like, I know that place in the Bahamas.
We almost went to Pig Island, but we didn't end up there. You had to choose which part of the island you want to go to if you're on a boat. But Grey Cliff, I guess the rumor is that Jay-Z proposed to Beyonce there.
Oh.
Now, the guy that gave us the tour.
The famous place made famous twice.
So it's just this old historic place. It's a very pricey place, but it's gorgeous.
That's the only history you got out of it.
Correct.
I'm sorry, what?
On the menu, it says you can take a wine tour. You can bring a bunch of people and go down to, they have this old wine cellar. Nice. So we're touring. It's this huge windy maze of like hundreds and hundreds of wine bottles. And in this room, they've hosted tons of celebrities. It's like this big wine cellar room with a big open table.
Cool.
Looks very cool. And I think that's where we all thought that Jay-Z proposed to Beyonce, but I don't think so. Or was it Rihanna getting proposed to? You know, the facts have
Oh, wow.
But apparently, no, none of that is true.
Guys, don't take that. Go Google that because Grey Cliff.
I gotta look up Grey Cliff because I need to get...
Mistaking Rihanna for Beyonce might lose us a listener.
But here's the thing. It's because I know that Rihanna's from the islands. No, I will. I know. I know. That. Okay.
Right? That's like saying, oh, you know who made $1.5 billion last year? Taylor Swift. And then they're like, actually, it was Beyonce. And you're like, I'm sorry. We can no longer be friends.
Did Beyonce get proposed to at Grey Cliff?
I wish I could dig deep into I wonder if Taylor and Beyonce, when they were on those epic tours, if they were texting hey girl, did you sell out Toronto? How much money in merch did you make tonight? I wish they were girlfriends, even though they're the biggest celebrities in the world. In my brain, I'm like, that would be so cute. How's your tour?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the food in Washington State is insane.
Listen, I think it's an alleged, it's a wives'
tale. Oh no, it's no one.
Grey Cliff Manor on a food tour where Jay-Z and Beyonce apparently got engaged. I think this rumor has been spreading, so everybody talks about it.
All right, I buy it,
Yeah,
I'm fine.
The main thing to know is Grey Cliff, I'm sure there's so many families in there eating, but it's an old winery in Bahamas and housed a 1937 church.
Was the food good?
The food was phenomenal. We did family style. It was so good. I think that's my Big Wigs bite of the week. Definitely.
Nice.
Yeah. They had a very dirty martini that was delicious. And then we had, tons of pasta, meats. Phenomenal.
Love it.
And then, want to shout out, you guys know who lives in Bahamas, Joe Giudice. Famously.
Wow.
So the whole weekend, we're all like, where's Joe? We gotta find Joe.
Did you find him?
We found him.
Like, for real?
Totally randomly. We went to the SLS for dinner.
That's I went with Jared on a romantic getaway.
Let me tell you, it's very romantic.
Yeah, it was cool.
Stunning. Oh, and the lobby bar at night. I mean, there was a mob of people dancing.
Oh, really?
To shout. I go, what is this? Full bar mitzvah vibes. This kid was on his brother's shoulders. They're all singing, shout. It was maybe 12 o'clock at night. Not even that crazy late. But
and then Joe Giudice just drops from the ceiling in a full.
He's just fully doing aerobics.
Acrobatics,
but in the air, aerial acrobatics. That's what I was looking
my
for.
My brain just flew out of my body. I was like, that doesn't sound right, but aerial. I can't tell you the word now.
But right. But then you go, wait, but that doesn't sound right. Aerobatics.
Okay, so you saw him. Did you go up to him?
Okay, so I did not go up to him. I thought it was a little much, and I also,
were all your friends go do Trey
in
front of him?
Yes, but I also, by that point, I was a little tipsy, and I didn't want to look like a complete batshit crazy stalker.
I get it.
So I had to be respectful, but we saw him. He was just sitting at the hotel bar. We were going upstairs to the rooftop bar, and everybody, but the one girl goes, oh my God, it's Joe Judice.
Oh no.
And we all look over and yeah, he clearly heard
us.
Does
he know who you are?
He does, because on a podcast, I don't think he knows my name or anything, but he knows of me because I did Teresa on stage with Melissa and it didn't look good. And so he was like, what's that girl doing on stage? Like, she should know, you know?
And then he knew.
So if I went up, he would just say, you're the girl. You know, I don't want to start on dramas, but
she's trying to have a good weekend. She's not trying to have beef with Bravo.
Right. Exactly.
Beef with Bravo.
Exactly. So if you're trying to go to the Bahamas for a bachelorette party, would recommend. It's a lot of fun, but it also goes by so fast and you don't even really fully, it's a whirlwind.
I know, when I called her earlier, she's like, it went by so fast. I'm like, well, it was a weekend, you know?
It's so quick. When you go to Bahamas and how beautiful it is, like, you can't, I think it went by in the blink of an eye. And like, I just said, it's so beautiful. I can't even take this all in. Like, my heart could not fully.
I feel like when you're on a trip like that, though, you have like activity. Yeah. Like, someone's planned this whole weekend. Correct. So it's not like you're going to, like, you know, hang out at the pool, right, and just whatever, like, happens, do nothing. Happens.
Yeah. Yes. It's itinerary central, but which is a good thing because you got to keep girls entertained. But love you, Rach. Had the best time on your bachelorette party. I'm back. And hard to get back to reality.
Back.
She's back.
That's great. Do you want to know something sad that happened to me this weekend, actually, while I was in my bed, you know, trying to recover from the plague?
Yeah. What?
So my TikTok algorithm is not okay right now.
Were you just doom scrolling?
First of all, I get too many lives. I don't want to see these lives. I don't care about these lives.
The whole thing is lives and ads.
It's annoying. Yeah. I'm always like, swipe. Okay, I must have like passed out, like fallen asleep at some point watching like one TikTok that went over and over and over again. You know, you know what happens when you're like,
yeah.
Like sometimes I'll put my phone down, I'll go shower, and Jared will be like, your stories are going. And I'm like, well,
I know,
good
feeling
for that person whose story I've never watched, but here we are on hour two of, you know, whatever. And and now when I sign on to TikTok, I'm not even kidding you, I'm scared if I sign on right now, it'll be this. There's a trend happening where it's a good trend, I guess, but people are buying cameos of Nikki Blonsky. Do you remember her? She played.
No, I don't remember her.
She was Tracy in Hairspray, in the movie of Hairspray. Okay, Morgan knows this. Wait,
the girl. I remember
Nikki Blonsky. She like got the role of Tracy in like an open call. It was a huge deal.
Good John morning, Baltimore. Yes. Okay, yes.
John Travolta played her mom in the movie.
Yes.
Big deal.
Yeah.
And I guess her career, you know, I don't really know that like a lot that she's done. Maybe she's done Broadway. I don't know. I know she's done some stuff, but like she's on Cameo and people, and her cameos are all like Hairspray related. Mind you, this movie was 47 years ago, right?
It's like one of those classics, though, you know?
I mean,
you can't. Yes, it's Grease. It's that level of height. Legally Blonde.
It's like great, but it's also, it does feel like some people are buying these out of pity. Like, it feels a little sad. I'm going to say that.
I thought she went on to do very well.
I don't really know a lot that she's done, to be honest. To me, she's always been the girl in Hair, you know, the actress from Hairspray.
Right.
And she was great in the movie. No disrespect. She's amazing in the movie. But now people are buying these cameos just
like, but just to,
no, just like, because she'll be like, the cameos are all like, hey, Andrea, you caught me at a weird moment singing my favorite song, The Nicest Kids in Town. And then she'll go into like, The Nicest Kids in Town. And you're like, okay, as if like, hey, I didn't see you there. Hey, oh my God, I just got out of the shower and mama, I'm a big girl now. You know, I know the whole soundtrack. I fucking... I'll live for Hairspray.
Right.
And so now, so there was one, you'll love this. This girl goes, guys, my friend sent me this 10 minutes after my mom died.
Stop.
It's a cameo.
Stop.
Honestly, the best way to help someone who's grieving, it's a cameo of her being like, hey, heard you had a sad day, but guess what? Tomorrow is good morning, Baltimore. And I am like, oh my God. And now I've seen too many of them. This is my whole algorithm is fucking giving me the Nikki Blonsky cameos.
You know why though? And I'm like, I needed that yesterday and today.
I'll send you one.
Please get me one for having a horrendous hangover, please.
I will send you one because I'm like, whatever happened? I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I used to get pasta videos, nail art, all this shit. all I'm getting is like,
you're on that.
She's like, hey, I was just making a turkey sandwich. She's like half asleep. She's like, but I just remembered a song from Hairspray.
Can I tell you though, you can have a whole career on Cameo alone.
I know.
You can make thousands of dollars just from being, you know, those people that are on the Cameo
you guys,
Hall of Fame.
Listening to this, guys, go fucking order cameos.
What the fuck?
I'm going to take this opportunity
what
to say.
We're trying to say order some cameos.
Get some cameos. I used to do really well on Cameo, girl.
Yeah, I did too.
When I had, when I was doing my daily game show and I did HQ every night, I'd have like 4 or 5 cameos after.
Swept up, yeah.
I'd make like my rent in Cameo and I was like, this is bomb.
Yeah.
Now I do them in character. People are like, oh, can I get Kris Jenner wishing my wife a happy birthday?
Totally, totally.
I like doing those, but they take me a little longer because like, you know, some of them you have to have makeup on. You have to like... make sure you're home so you have the wig. Like, you know, there have been moments where I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this cameo, but I don't have my costume.
Right. That's the only annoying part. It's like, ours are so involved with wigs.
I'm going to give it to you though, you know?
I know. The thing with Cameo, you have a short time span where you can do it.
Yeah.
And it stresses me out a little bit. It's like, you have 2 hours remaining. You have one hour remaining. 30 minutes. Do you want to lose money?
Literally.
Hold on, ho.
You're like,
I don't have my wig. I get so scared. And then it's like, penalty. You're not allowed to do a cameo for another day. What is this?
I've gotten that where I'll like DM them and be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't get to this. Like, can you reorder? I want to be able to do this for you.
Anyway. It bothers me.
I know. Anyway, Nikki Blonsky must be making bank on Cameo because she is blowing up Twitter. TikTok. You've seen these.
TikTok. I need to. Well, I'm scared to look because I'm going to be sucked into the Nikki.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, I'm never going to get rid of it.
You know when like friends send you a TikTok and you're like, I don't know if I want to watch it because they're going to make this my algorithm.
Okay. Are your friends not sending you good content? I would get mad at them.
I mean, some, but then some you're like random. Like, my mom's going to send me some fucking shit. I'm like, Mom.
And we don't know about that. Yeah.
What?
Mom, what is this? I don't get it.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my big, update. Dre's partying on a boat. I'm like, I'm trying to get rid of these Cameo, these TikToks.
Also, I've been shadow banned on TikTok all week.
Can I tell you something? No. Like, I had this original character that crushed on Instagram, thanks to Love is Blind fans. We love. I did Dave's sister. She was not on the show. He talked about her every 5 minutes. And we never met the sister. Literally, people would be like, hey, do you want a chip? And he'd be like, I don't know. You know, my sister, she doesn't want me to eat, like, potato chips. So, like, I just have to check in with her. Like, and he hated her, his fiance, even though she never met her. Like, the sister was, and people are like, I don't even believe the sister's real. Like, you know, Twitter went nuts over this. So I just did this, what I think the sister would be like and their relationship.
And it blew up.
It did great. TikTok has 1,000 views. I'm fully banned.
That's
shadowed for like that.
Maybe how long do these shadow bans even last?
Because
once I got shadow banned one time, I just stopped checking. Because I go, this is stupid.
I think it's because I said slut in it. Like, I wonder if it's certain buzzwords.
Yeah.
What's a buzzword? Sorry.
Jared goes,
Anna, it's because you were slut shaming. I go, I wasn't slut shaming.
You really weren't, though.
I'm making a fake character who's a mean sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the word slut.
Yeah. The problem with I have with TikTok is it makes certain things not allowed. And then you're not, you can show a nipple sometimes and you can't show,
but
you can't, right. Or you can't say slut.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you remember? I used to say this on stage. Like, I got banned for 2 weeks for my childhood porno that I posted. And then saw a girl crying on TikTok. Probably live, too. Probably live.
Yeah.
Saying that she hit someone with her car.
What?
And I was like, that was her instinct. Let me go on TikTok.
And tell this story?
She was like, you guys, I hit someone with my car and I don't know what to do. And I was like, that shit's allowed, but I'm not allowed to show a fucking dick I drew in second grade? I don't think so. TikTok.
Not allowed. Yeah, no, I have beef with TikTok. I kind of always have.
Yeah. I think Instagram now is like free for all.
Yeah.
You know, rules have been lifted. You can say slut all over Instagram.
Yeah.
In fact, people can say you're a slut in your comments on Instagram and that apparently is allowed too.
I don't even know the rules anymore.
I don't think there are. Remember, like, what's his face? Like, Mark Zuckerberg was like, oh, there are no rules anymore. Like, nothing censored anymore.
So, go berserk. Go
basically,
crazy.
They were like, you know that whole, like, department?
Right.
Of people, we, like, trained the robots to, you know, stuff. Yeah, we can just get rid of, like, all of them.
Guess so. Guess it don't
it's
matter.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I'm laughing because it's not funny. It's stressful.
it is stressful, and I don't even know why I post anymore, honestly. I just, I sometimes I get lack of support on both the apps, and then I start questioning.
Well, that's always stressful. Yeah, yeah. That's why I always say, like, try and spend as little time. Like,
yeah, don't think about it.
What's the magic code to, like, right, content creation? I think it's different if it's for a paid job that you're doing with a brand.
Right.
But I think if it's an organic thing, like, do what you want to do, but don't be so precious, because if it doesn't do well, you're like, whatever, I didn't spend more than
totally
an hour or two on this. Like, we always say that when we make shit together, we have this one video, 8 minutes of us sitting in front of a camera as mm-hmm. Chris and Court.
Mm-hmm. We got, like, terrible lighting, didn't even think about what the words were going to be, nothing. No thought went into this.
Nothing. We were like, let's just, like, improvise for, like, 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Those are the videos that we have cut that have millions and millions of hits.
Yeah.
When we, like, fully produce something, mm-hmm. they don't like that. The audience is like, wait, they took time. I don't like it.
I'm getting the ick that you spent time and put thought into this.
Yeah. Swipe. No, like, swipe.
Yeah, it's
when
so
it looks
dumb.
Like, wow, this person looks like they have nothing together, and they mm-hmm. just, their camera's blurry, but, like, I don't know what they're doing. Great.
Love it.
It's so fucking weird.
I know. I don't understand it.
It's like, you know, people are like, when you're least expecting it, you're going to meet the love of your life.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, don't try. Don't try and date.
Don't try so hard.
Yeah, fucking go to a supermarket, you know? Go to a supermarket and buy yourself a piece of celery, and maybe your dream partner's going to be there, too.
That's always the worst thing. Nobody wants to hear that, though, when they're trying to look for somebody.
I know, but it's I think it's the same thing. It's the pressure. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like eases the pressure on you.
Yeah. That's for sure.
We need to do a whole dating episode. I could do a whole dating episode.
We really could.
Big
and
wigs.
I can tell you very embarrassing stories about dating, and that would actually be very entertaining.
I love it. Well, for right now, save those stories. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some hardcore breaking. And we're back. And you guys, in the break, I said, Andrea, I'm not lying. Let's see how many TikToks it takes for me to get to a Nikki Blonsky cameo.
Yeah,
and I said, are you ready for this? Here.
My number is 4.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, maybe it's longer today. 10. Stop. She's doing the nicest kids in town. Okay, do you think... I was not kidding. She went down the whole line of the teenagers in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's like when they do the radio.
Yes, yes. But wait, is she doing it in relation to whoever bought the cameo?
No. I think it was... Just, those
that's
were,
the real line?
Link is the boyfriend. Yeah. Brenda, the pregnant one. Like,
okay.
She's just getting a cameo and being like... I'll give him page 6 and 6 through 13.
Do you think she remember? So obviously when you do something like that, you know the words for a really long time. But the fact that she still knows the lyrics and the lines.
God bless Nikki Blonsky. You know what? She is fucking keeping Cameo afloat today.
You know what? She's going to get booked from this. I'm telling you right now.
Probably.
Just like Tom Sandoval will get booked from Traitors.
Oh my God. Put her on Traitors.
Put her on Traitors.
Wait, I wanted to ask you your question. I was going to surprise you with something.
Yes.
Well, first of all, do you have like a celebrity that you want on Traitors next season?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but.
I know. It's got to be somebody that needs a redemption, kind of similar to Tom Sandoval, because we really expected nothing from him.
And he did great.
And he delivered.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of the Big Brother cast. I don't know Survivor cast. So I'm going to have to go with. Sierra was great this season. My God, do I want an actor though? No, it's all reality stars.
They should do an actor season. That would be fun.
I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Because then you get to see like their
or
real
regular
personalities.
Person season. I'm not going to lie. I got served an ad that you can apply to the Canadian Traitors. And I was like, should I apply? Like, would they let me?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, Danny DeVito.
You want Danny DeVito on the Traitors? That is like... the most random celeb I ever expected, ever.
You can imagine him, though. Oh, you know what? He's just fresh on my head. Well, when is he not? But he's been in the Jersey Mike's commercials, and I saw so many today.
Wow.
You know?
And she is fully in the Bahamas.
I love Danny DeVito, and I think he'd just be funny. Like, is it
Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Danny DeVito! I would
That's
say,
amazing.
Okay, no, but he's not a reality star, so...
What about a reality star?
Probably not... Bethany Frankel would be savage.
Savage. She would be great on The Traitors.
What about you?
I'd say put Ilaria on The Traitors.
Oh my gosh.
She's a reality star.
Yeah, she is.
I say go for it.
Whoa.
Or Alec.
Alec would be...
Wait, can we talk about something? Okay, so this is our pop culture hour. Did you see that Planet Hollywood reopened in Times Square last week?
Oh, yeah. I sent it to you and I go, wait a minute.
Hosted by Alec and Hilaria.
Now,
well, you need a check.
Now, right. But are they trying to do press for the show?
I don't know. She did some interview, too, where she was like, well, we kind of regret like doing the reality show, but like, it's so fun.
Uh-huh. That's great press.
It was like a hard stop. Like, TLC was like, hold on, what?
What did she say now? Yeah, I loved them posing in front of the green, in front of that step and repeat with just the hats.
Yeah.
The
Planet Hollywood.
They had to show the merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a brand deal.
They did. But also what connection do they have? It's just, they just said, you know what? You have a show coming out.
You guys are from the planet, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are Hollywood.
I thought it was Madame Tussauds because aren't they really close to each other?
Probably. I don't know where the Planet Hollywood reopened. I don't know if it's the same space it was in.
What even is Planet Hollywood?
Really? It's a restaurant. It's like...
Oh, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's like Hard Rock Cafe, but it's like Hollywood version, not the rock version, where they have like, you know, memorabilia, and they have like, you know, stuff, I don't know, all around from like old movies, or like people donate like costumes and shit like that from literally like all of Hollywood.
Sick.
It's a restaurant.
What a concept. What a concept.
We should go.
We should go. It's Rainforest Cafe meets
Hollywood.
Access Hollywood.
Red carpet.
But I
the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It is, and it's similar to Madame Tussauds where they have figurines and wax figures.
I think they have like a couple of...
Why have I never been there?
It's been around. I mean, it was closed in Times Square, but it's been in other states and stuff for 100 years.
Okay, and it's on the classic street
in
Hollywood.
There's probably one in Florida. There's probably one in Chicago. Like, big major cities, you know? I love that I picked Florida first, but I was like, there would be a Planet Hollywood in Florida. You know
what I mean?
It's
got Florida all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it reopened in Manhattan, and that was kind of the big old party.
The reopening party.
Yeah, the reopening party.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of fun. It was kind of star-studded.
It was, yeah. But it was just, like, so funny that they hosted it.
I know. Well, when you told me that, I go, wait, you're lying.
I knew someone who went, and I was like, oh, my God, I wish I got to go. And she was like, why weren't you there? And I was like, no one sent me there. Why were you there?
Why were you there? Yeah, that actually is. I had FOMO.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go.
Anyway, we were talking about what we were watching right before this.
You're
watching Severance. You said it's slow this season.
It's so slow. But the last episode of the first season, you guys, the way that it hooks you, I mean...
Like, you can't not watch season two.
Absolutely. And we are just hanging on by a thread here. I mean, I'm grasping for straws waiting for something to happen. They also show so many aerial shots. Here I go, another time saying aerial. It's a lot of B-roll of just landscape views. Like, they spend at least 15 minutes of... sweeping views of the mountains, and I go,
too much.
Get into the meat.
Yeah,
there's a very big mystery in the story. It's where is his wife? Save his wife, and nothing.
Well,
they're all amazing actors
on the HBO side of town.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
White Lotus is slow too. You know, it's not the song.
And it's not the same. I'm sorry, we never got to discuss that.
It's not the song this season. Yeah, I'm kind of liking the new song, but.
Girl, don't lie.
No, I am. I don't dislike it.
Don't
fool
yourself.
Maybe because it doesn't get stuck in my head after.
Maybe. But the way that season one, season two song slapped, I'm mad that they changed it.
It was a little different season one versus season two.
I guess it was. What are they doing?
He said the theme song goes, like, is a style of music for where they're shooting.
For where they're shooting.
Yeah. Which makes sense. I gotta say, last night was probably like the juiciest, like the most action-packed episode, but it's really been a slow burn. Like, you know, like lots of like, like clues and like this person, because it's such an ensemble story that it's like, there are so many different storylines happening that like not a lot happens And it's been 4 episodes now, which you're like, I call my mom. She's like, I'm bored. I'm bored. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Cause it's, nothing's really happening. And Jared is all like, I know he's planting all these seeds. Like, it's all going to pay off. And I'm like, I don't know. It's only like 6 episodes, right? We're on 4.
That's okay. That's my issue is when you make me watch the whole thing and then we get the explosive episodes.
It's going to be one episode and everything's going to happen or something. Obviously, every White Lotus season starts with a death, right?
Yeah.
And they cold open on someone's dead. And then the whole thing is a whodunit, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Who died and whodunit.
Yeah.
And so, like, we know there's going to be a death, but you don't know who. And it's really just like, I don't know. It could be any of them. Be any of them. And I'm not so invested in, like, I'm like, oh, I hope it's not this character. Like, I just, I don't know.
Do you ever start talking like the show you're watching? Because sometimes I see myself falling into the whole Severance of it all.
In what
which
way?
Is, which is,
I was like, as so a computer, Severance, I was like, I did whip out a Parker Posey that, impression.
That's what I'm saying. I was hoping that you would talk about like the Parker Posey of it all because
she's the best part of the show.
I know, I have seen her a lot, but they do, Severance is really slow, calculated, and you also never know what they're talking about. So they're always, they speak in really weird what would be the wording for it? It's just this strange, otherworldly way of speaking. They're speaking English, but it's, but it's slow,
like,
and
Dr. Evil.
Yes. Old world or like old, I don't know. It's very antiquated way of speaking. They're always, it's very mysterious. They're
give me a sentence.
Always very proper. Did you, Mark, the way that you said that sentence was not very respectful. Please repeat with keeping blah, blah in mind.
It's very
Siri. Right. Yes. And it's meant to be because it's very much they're in like this technological thing with science and their brains are taken over. But sometimes I'll totally space out and I'll be like, Cold Harbor. If you watch the show, you'll know. But yeah,
I'm like, I love it. You're turning into a full fucking robot.
Yeah, basically. I just need to know what's going on in the show.
Can I just say one other thing about White Lotus?
Yeah.
So, you know, when it's on, Twitter and threads is like really crazy. And you know, I've been threading. And I threaded.
Girl, yeah. Girl, yeah, you threaded.
I threaded. I said, and I want to hear your reaction because we just talked about it with traders. I threaded. Everyone gets to send one actor to the White Lotus next season. Who are you sending?
Danny DeVito.
He'd actually be great on that show.
He would be so good.
Okay. He'd be great on that show. Honestly, Dre, get a room with Danny DeVito, okay?
I told you. He
hosted HQ once.
What?
So nice. That's, sweet guy.
That's amazing.
I wasn't there for the beginning, but I was there and we all took photos at the end and he was very nice.
And he was so nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I threaded this and 227 people replied. Do you want to hear some of the choices?
Oh my God.
Got a lot of, okay, a lot of likes for Patty LuPone.
Oh my God.
I said 2 people.
Okay.
I said, send Christine Baranski to the White Lotus. You know Christine Baranski.
I don't recognize her name, but I know her. But I know her face.
She's like the good judge. I don't know what. She's on one of those shows. And then she's also Tanya from the Mamma Mia franchise.
Oh, my God. Obsessed. Stunning.
Christine Baranski would be killer. I also said, send Alice and Jenny to the White Lotus.
Yes.
Give her any character.
Yes.
She'd be great.
That would be good.
Here, a lot of people said Olivia Colman.
Okay.
Faye Dunaway. Nicole Richie, but make her work at the hotel.
Oh, and that iconic. What if Nicole Richie and, yeah.
Someone said send Jeff Goldblum and Joan Cusack as an ultra wealthy, quirky couple.
Oh my God. Oh, perfect.
There are a lot of good casting directors out there on threads.
Wow, Jeff Goldblum, immediate hire. Yes.
Jeremy Strong.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy.
I would just watch strictly to see him shirtless by the pool. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. A lot of Gene Smarts. She could rock that.
Okay.
Oh my God, someone said Danny DeVito.
I clearly know.
No, it wasn't you. Dre has a fan.
He would be so good.
You know who someone said? I agree with this. Send Alan Cumming.
Yeah,
that would be a fun one.
That would be really good because he's got that extra weird kind of interesting side to him.
Idris Elba.
Ugh,
Dan done. Levy.
Done and done.
Oh my God.
Dan I'm just Levy. Saying yes to all the hot men.
Dan
I go,
Levy
yes.
would be good.
Oh, Dan Levy.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a fun poll.
That was really good. Olivia Munn.
Ooh, Olivia Munn would be good. Basically, like anyone who can play rich and hot.
And that's all you gotta be to go on the White Lotus.
Well, there's always the
Viola Davis and Bryan Cranston. Make them a couple.
I'm sorry, where did
they're like two of the most intense actors in the whole world. I would love it if they got to go to the White Lotus. Like, I think it's like for an actor.
Yeah.
You know, like think of Viola Davis. She's done the meatiest roles. Mm-hmm, like to go to the White Lotus, you go shoot in a location like they were in Thailand for 7 months.
It's
like
a very foo-foo job.
You're on vacation, but you're also shooting. Yeah. But like you're also
with an A-list cast list. So you guys are just like schmoozing together on the island.
It's comedic until it's not. Yeah, like it's mostly comedy. You know?
Exactly.
You know who's great in this show this season? Michelle Monaghan. Is that how I say her name?
Yeah, I love. Is she so good?
She's great. Yeah. They all are. The three women, like the three, you know, like rich women together.
Oh my God. Lake Bell would be so funny.
Lake Bell would be good.
That would be my pick.
Someone said Debbie Mazur.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be really, really good.
White Lotus-y.
So they kind of replaced the whole Jennifer Coolidge character with Parker Posey.
Not really. I wouldn't say that. Jennifer Coolidge had a much bigger role.
Okay.
I would say, like, her storyline was a bigger part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Parker Posey, the whole family is really funny. You know, her and the husband.
A crazy family dynamic.
Yeah, they're
on the show.
Like, they're like the Southern Charm family.
Yeah.
Have you watched any episodes or no?
Not this season, no.
And then there's like the three white women on their like trip together. And Michelle Monaghan is like the movie star. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's like, oh my God, you're on TV. And like, and the other two are like rolling their eyes. And it's like a very funny, you know, they all talk shit on each other. They're a funny storyline. Like, they all talk shit on each other. And then Natasha Rothwell is back. And like she is back on at the hotel, you know, who worked at the first hotel.
Yes.
She's amazing. She used to be a comedian. I mean, she came up in UCB and I like knew her for many years and she's so funny. And I'm just so glad that she's on like the fucking hottest show in the world.
Yeah.
But she's funny because she's like staying there, but she works for the company, but she's like at the Thailand location. So she's the connect. Mm-hmm. She's the one who's trying to connect the dots because she's like, I knew this guy because here's the thing. I don't know. You watched last season.
Not fully, honestly.
Jennifer Coolidge is obviously not back, but her husband is. And he has a different name.
Oh, and nobody's like spoken about the fact that they know him except for
Natasha Rothwell.
So she
and something's weird there. But like literally four episodes, we've all connected the dots and nothing's like come to fruition yet.
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, and what's his face is amazing in it too. That storyline.
is he the guy I'm seeing everywhere?
Yeah. Who's also in The Righteous Gemstones. What is the actor's name? My brain is blank, but I will find it.
And his love interest is much younger.
Yes.
I know you're talking about
Amy Lou Wood. She is so funny in this show.
She seems, I think this is, no, it's probably, I'm probably wrong, but this is the most like a breakout role for her.
She was on Sex Education.
Oh,
and people loved her in that. I never watched that show, but she's so funny and so talented. And she plays opposite Walton Goggins.
Yes,
he's the one. Yeah. So like again, like everyone has these funny storylines, but you're like, where is this going? Parker Posey just has like funny one-liners. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's great, but like their storyline, it's more about the husband in that storyline. I don't know. It's very spread out.
Well, once you have such a killer first season, it is very hard to compete with that.
Listen, we're coming to the end of this episode, but we need to do something really important. We need to memorialize something really major is happening. Did you see the biggest news of the day? Forever 21 has announced that they are shutting their doors.
A moment of silence.
Forever.
A moment of silence. For all the mini dresses and the mini skirts that I bought there, for all the tank tops.
And for the therapy we're all going to need that, guess what? It's not forever.
It's not forever, Forever 21.
You lied to us.
You fucking told us you would forever be 21. I'm sorry.
And now you're just fucking...
Who's acquiring it?
Leaving? No, they filed for bankruptcy. They're done, though.
You hate to see that.
I mean, I just sent it, actually. I sent the article to my friend, and... Wait, she literally wrote, I guess it couldn't last forever. We have the same brain.
You can't.
They're going out of business in the United States. Are they in other countries? No idea. For the second time in 6 years, they filed for bankruptcy. I'm just sad, because it was like... I mean, it has
an institution.
Yeah, and it's not what it used to be. You know what I mean? Quality-wise, it's not what it used to be, but it's always there. You know, any
it's
trend.
Old, trusty, reliable, dusty.
Yeah. I'm going to miss, like, I used to go to a Broadway show and then we'd get drinks after. And then we were like, oh my God, it's like 1:30 in the morning. And you know, it's open. Times Square's forever, forever 21. I could do fucking damage when I'm a little lit after a night out. My friend and I would go and I'd be like, I came home ready for Coachella.
Yeah.
Who knew? I'm not even going. You know,
I don't even have tickets, but I could dress for those 3 days. The thing I got a little tired of with Forever 21 is how large it is and how much I would have to sift.
Like, you really gotta, like,
you gotta go through.
Well, they,
three stories.
They merchandise it well, though. They'll literally be like, floor three is Coachella.
Yeah.
Floor two is like business casual. You
gotta love them with their, yes.
That jack of all trades. Basics.
Petites. And then they had intimates.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any pieces, like, that you can think of off the top of your head that you, like, still wear and love? From Forever.
Yeah, I do have these two mini dresses that were in different colors. It's a baby blue and a dark black one. And then
from like a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. I have old beaded sequin skirts that I always bring out for some party that is either disco or, yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
They were always good with that sort of stuff. They always had the spreads for any occasion.
Totally.
Yeah.
I have these two skirts. I think I have both still. One's in LA, one's here.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much that the zipper broke and I had it replaced. And which is so funny because that cost more than the skirt.
Yeah.
Literally, it was probably $25. The skirt was like $19.99.
Yeah.
And it was a full length. I have these two long, they're really great long skirts that have like flowers on it. They're very like hippie and they have like a slit and they're just like, with a cute tank top in the spring, they always hit, you know?
Yeah.
That's never like a style that's out of,
right?
You know, style.
It's never out.
That's out of style. Anyway, I was really sad to see it's closing.
I am sad. I think I have...
Slow news day, guys.
Yeah, I guess slow news day. But I've been going... Sometimes I hate it because it's fast fashion, but Zara and H&M, those are probably the stores I go to now more often than Forever 21.
Same.
Which is fine. Another thing that didn't last forever was the astronauts. I don't know if you saw this. This was the only thing I saw this morning on the news besides the St. Patrick's Day parade and some other very sad stories, which I don't even want to get, you know, just your typical news day. But the astronauts thought they were going there for 10 days. And then, I don't know, 9 months later, they're coming home.
They like had to experience pandemic twice, like getting locked in somewhere twice. Like what?
I would lose my mind.
How were they? Did they say like...
They had a little press conference. So the new team that is coming to save them, they docked and then they went on and they had a little press conference all together. And they're just saying, you know, I have a newfound appreciation for seeing the world from a different angle. And you just have to, every day is a blessing. And I just hope that I can bottle this feeling up inside when I go back to Earth.
Wow.
Those experiences, only, I don't know, a handful of people in the entire world can say that I've been to space, let alone I got stuck in space. And
that's
maybe they is now.
What?
Like, you know when you have nobody else? Like
I missed. I said what?
I said, and they're not a couple. Like they're two separate people. I think they both probably are married to different people.
The two of them.
And to be locked alone in a place for 9 months, I mean, it's like survival of human race. You're like, so we gonna bone? Can you even bone in space?
That's
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what do you do though?
I have no idea. But I love how positive this person, like, that's a fucking, like, stand-up person.
Yeah.
I'd come back and be like, I need highlights. they grew these, out.
Oh, these scientists, I mean, they show them, like, working out on the treadmill in the space. I mean, what do you do for 9 months when you have such
that's
limited?
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're home.
They're not home yet. They'll be arriving as this episode airs.
Okay,
it's
great.
Like dinner time, Tuesday.
I hope they get a great first meal home.
Yeah, what's going to be their first meal on land?
Yeah. Hillstone.
Yeah, just our favorite. Probably Hillstone.
Go get some sushi.
When you're pregnant for 8 months, the first thing people want is, or 9 months, people want sushi.
Right, because they can't have that.
Yeah. I'm going to be dying. No sushi and no preserved meats.
Are you getting pregnant sometime soon?
I just think about that all the time. Oh, and yeah.
I don't.
No wine. When people are like, I can't eat it. I go, what? God, that scares me. It's going to be hard.
I love it.
Lord have mercy.
I want to just say one more thing. Speaking of people having dinner before we go, shout out Wendy Williams. You know, I listened to her on The View on Friday and
Wendy!
Then she went out for dinner this weekend. She's on her way, guys.
She is free Wendy. Free Wendy.
Free Wendy.
Wait, how iconic was it? You sent me the clip, but I did see it. She called
Into the View.
Into the View. No, also with, you sent me the other one. My God.
Which?
New York Live. Like,
oh, yeah. She called into Rosanna Scotto.
Rosanna Scotto.
Yeah.
And Rosanna had her on speakerphone, and Wendy's like with her doctor, and they're explaining the test results that she got a perfect score on her psych test.
Yeah.
And Wendy's like, Rosanna, are we live?
Yeah.
Rosanna, are we live on the air? Rosanna, we're live, Wendy. That was so iconic. And we need to remake that scene.
And then Wendy fully like called into the View. She's like, I wish I could be there in person. And
they were what like, a queen that you're calling in. You know have what? The connects to be like, and put me on speaker.
Yeah.
That's so iconic.
It was great. She sounded good. So I hope she's okay. I hope. Free Wendy. I think we need a Wendy back.
She did sound great.
Yeah. All right. That's our episode.
That's it, lover people. We love you so much.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Don't crash out. Feel strong. You're healthy. I'm over my hangover.
Great. We're on our way.
Woo!
Wait, I want to just say we have a huge announcement coming.
Oh my God. We didn't even announce it on the show.
We're going to announce it on Thursday's show.
Okay.
We'll announce it on Thursday's show.
You guys.
It's a big one.
We're so excited.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.